start. I'd like to offer a little perspective before we begin. As of last year and this year as well, the evening is advertised mainly for parents. It's very exciting and warm to see many precious Talmidim, Talmidos over here getting ready for Pesach as well, but we notice that in our system, sometimes we have an olam hafach, we have an upside-down world, where the Torah says, v'higadata levincha b'yom ahu, you'll tell over to your children on that day, on the night of the Seder, you'll give over to them the Masorah, the teachings, the Torah, the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what happens, unfortunately, sometimes, is that the Moriz and the Rebbeim prepare the children with all the Divrei Torah, and the parents come to the Seder with nothing. And instead of v'higadata levincha, it's v'higadata l'avicha ulimecha, and not really the parents giving over to the children. Therefore, we'd like, hopefully, in the next hour and a half or so, that the people who are leading the Sedarim, the parents, should have something to give over to their children, a night of Masorah, a night of Emunah, a night of inspiration that you can share with your own family. A few small comments of perspective before we really get started. The Tiferet Shlomo, the Rebbe of Radomsk, the Radomsk Rebbe writes in the Mamarim on the Moadim on the second night of Pesach, and he tells us that when the Megillah says, V'higid Mordechai, that Mordechai went and told what was going on, so V'higid Mordechai is from the language of the Haggadah, that Mordechai went and read the Haggadah Shal Pesach. He went and recited Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in his darkest, loneliest, most terrible situation where the destruction of Klal Yisrael seemed most imminent. What does that mean, he read from the Haggadah? So the B'nai Yisrael in his Igrit Zakalim, Parshas Ekev, makes the following point. That by the Hasidim, there is a custom that when a person is Be'ez Tzara, when a person is in a time of difficulty and doesn't know what to do, so by the Hasidim they go and they tell stories of great tzaddikim who went through similar or the same difficulties that they went through. And that reading of the stories of the tzaddikim that came before them, and recounting how they went and worked on these issues that were difficult for them, and got through at the end of the day, that gives the person inspiration, siyata dishmaya, the ability to withstand their own difficulties. And therefore, says the B'nai Yisrael in the Igrit Dekala, that that's what Mordechai went and did. He went and retold the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He went and retold the story of the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim, because when he found himself in a place where there was a lack of clarity, and Mordechai found himself the Gate Salmavet, in the Valley of Death, he turned to those who came before them and learned to see where he could find meaning and inspiration for his own story. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Meizelz was one of the great Gedolim of Hungary who lived through the Holocaust in Auschwitz. And in his Sefer Mekadshei Hashem in Chelek Beis, in Os Kufay and Gimel, he asks, why do we call the night of the Seder, the Leil Pesach, Seder? Why do we call it by the name of an order, that something is organized? So he cites the Chovos HaLevavos in the Shaar Bechira, who explains as follows, that when you are in an unfamiliar room, when the room is dark and you don't know where this room leads, so you bump into things all over the place and you stub your toe over here and you bump your knee over here and you walk into this and you're frustrated and annoyed and you can't see clarity anywhere. And then someone comes and you turn on the light and you realize that really the room was fine. Everything was in the right place. It was immaculately put together. Nothing was out of order anywhere. And yet you were bumping into things. Why? Because you couldn't see because it was dark. And that, says Rav Tzvi Hirsch Meizelz, is the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the lesson of Seder night. To know that when a tzaddik walks in a straight path without questions or confusion, they know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, that there's a sense of clarity, that there is a sense of Seder. All year long, we may feel confused, we don't know what's going on, we don't know up from down, we don't know what's going to be. And we come to Leil Seder, and we recall the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we recall what our grandparents went through, and we recall the Amunah and Bitachon that those who came before us had, and we realize that there is Seder, there is organization. I keep on bumping into things because I can't see what's going on. But I know that if there's a light, and I know that everything is really beseder, even though I can't see it right now, it gives me a sense of comfort to continue in my own path when things don't seem so clear. The night of the Seder is when we, as parents, give over our emunah to our children. Maybe our children or those that we love don't feel that everything is beseder. They don't feel that they have a sense of strength. They don't feel they know what's going to be next. And we come and tell them, go back to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Go and see what our forefathers went through, that they had clarity, that they worked, and they worked through these issues, and they also were able to get through the room and to see what happened at the end of the day. The Vortlech and the Gematrias are very nice. They're certainly Divrei Torah. but they're not Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The goal is to come to the Seder with a sense of emunah, of clarity, to inspire others around us that they also can have a sense that everything is b'seder. One quick mashal. When you have a little child who sees that his mother is working and embroidering and working on some sort of project, and he's sitting on the floor playing with his toys, and he looks up from underneath the embroidery that his mother is putting together, and he sees from this side that all the strings don't match anything, and there's different colors, and there's no picture anywhere. And he says, "Mommy, what are you doing?" And she says, "I'm making an embroidery. I'm making a beautiful picture." And he looks what she's doing from the underside of the embroidery, and he sees that this is not a beautiful picture. This is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in the world. And the mother says, "Just wait. In the right time, you'll see that everything will come together." He comes in from playing outside a while later, and he comes over to the mother's perspective from the shoulder down, and he sees that there's a beautiful picture. And the mother describes all the things in this beautiful sunset, this beautiful imagery that she embroidered together with her skillful hands. And the son asks the mother, "But I don't understand. When I was looking at the picture, it didn't make any sense. But now, it's a beautiful picture. How could that be?" So the mother said, "Because when you were down on the floor looking up, that's what you saw. You saw the underside of the embroidery with all the stitching in the wrong places. But when you look up from the perspective of the top down, from my perspective, you see that there is in fact a great Seder and there is a great clarity. And therefore sometimes we turn to Hashem and say, nothing matches, nothing fits. I don't see what's going to be. I don't see how I can get through the next month, the next year. I don't see where this is going to come from or where this clarity is going to come from." And Hashem says, "I'm making you a beautiful embroidery. You can't see it from your perspective looking up. But from my perspective looking down, it is quite beautiful, and it is quite the Seder." And that is our goal when we come to the Seder night, to be able to inspire others to see this idea, that the Haggadah is what we do with it on Leil HaSeder. And the more you put into the Haggadah, the more you prepare for it, the more the Seder will be for you and your family as we continue to inspire them, to show our children that the embroidery on the other side is beautiful, and it is certainly the Seder. So with that introduction, I invite Mrs. Kamenetsky up to inspire us.